the Let's Talk Insurance podcast shares information from insurance carriers as well as from other sources. We ask that you check with your particular insurance carrier or insurance agent for more information on how this pertains to your particular insurance situation. And now, time for Let's Talk Insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll free and that is 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address and that is MVPinsure.us. That's MVPinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's MVPinsAgency@gmail.com. That's MVPinsAgency@gmail.com. Now, I know we've been on a hiatus for several weeks now. I'm just trying to get through the quarantine, stay-at-home order, like many of you across the country are under. I understand that everybody's going a little bit stir-crazy. The sun is starting to come out. It's starting to get warmer outside. And, of course, we as humans don't like to be stuck indoors all the time. So, of course, there's going to be some temperatures and tempers running high and whatnot. Temperatures are going up, but tempers are running high, and people are getting frustrated. This is just not a good time for our country, but I think if we band together, if we understand what we need to do and keep up with it, eventually we will get to a point where we can go outside and see the sunshine without having to cover our faces, meet with our neighbors, and just get back to a new normal, not the old normal, a new normal to protect us, our fellow man, and our loved ones in the future. So I am back, and this week I came across something that kind of sparked today's podcast. I had a former client. Client had left our agency without giving us an opportunity to requote, which is something that I don't appreciate. We've had that client for many, many, many years, have been on good speaking terms and everything. It's just all of a sudden, one day we got an email, please cancel all our policies, thank you for your service. Later, basically is the way the email read. So several years had gone by, and I was contacted by that former client earlier this week. And the reason is they had had a claim 10 years ago. Now, keep in mind, it's a long, long time ago. 10 years ago, they had a claim for hail damage. Here in the West Michigan area, we had a huge hailstorm that came through, damaged many people's cars and roofs. That's something we don't normally see here in the West Michigan area. So in 2010, it was a big deal. It was all over the news, local news and national news. It was just a huge deal. And I recall that we had many, many, many roofs that were replaced because of the hail damage. And this former client was one of those. She had emailed me and initially had called me and explained that the company had replaced the roof. They had a 30-year warranty on it, and they had noticed the other week that the shingles on the roof were starting to streak and fade. And they were supposed to be 30-year shingles, and after 10 years, they really shouldn't fade all that much and definitely shouldn't be streaking. So she needed to turn in a claim. Well, the warranty company needed several pieces of information from her in order to process the renewal or process the claim, which included a copy of a receipt or invoice for the work that was done, the date that the roof was replaced, and a bunch of other information. The client did not have any of that information. She claims that she had misplaced it and asked me to get a hold of the insurance company that paid the claim to get her the information she needed. I talked to a few people and finally found somebody that was able to access a 10-year-old claim. Keeping in mind that this insurance company had since twice replaced their claims system within the past 10 years. And the person was actually able to access an old computer archive and was able to find not an invoice, but was able to find the final proposal or final bill for the work that was done. I forwarded that on to the client. She responded back that no, she already had a copy of that. She needed a receipt from the company, a copy of the check that the insurance company wrote, and a bunch of other information. Well, unfortunately, that archive only had the final invoice or the final bill. There was no way to access any of the other information as far as who even the adjuster was. So I emailed her back and told her that unfortunately, you know, the company had changed claim systems twice, that the only thing that could have been accessed from the archive was the final bill. I did suggest to her that she get a hold of the roofing company that did the work. I would imagine that they would have financial records for warranties. I mean, if they are selling shingles with a 30-year warranty, I would imagine that they would have to keep some sort of paperwork on file for these warranties. And I explained that to her. As far as when the work was completed, I told her to get a hold of her bank and find the check from 10 years ago that was issued, that she wrote out to the roofer for her deductible. And the date on that check should give her probably about when the work was completed. See, when the insurance company pays a claim, most cases they assume that the client is going to get the work fixed and close out the claim. They don't need proof that the work was completed. I have had a couple of cases where a client must have said something to an adjuster, you know, stating, well, you know, I'll get your check and then I'll just do it myself and, you know, save myself some money. I have had the insurance company ask for paperwork and photos showing that the work has been completed. But by and large, most insurance companies, they'll issue a check and close out the claim knowing that it's been paid in full and that there's nothing else the insurance company is required to handle. So with that, I thought that I would share with you some tips from an article that I found from Real Simple. And if you go to our website, it's MVPinsure.us. That's it. I'm trying to give you two different emails or whatnot, but the web address for our website where you can access information is going to be mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. I'm going to have what we talk about here and then also a link to the article from Real Simple. And I want you to go through and read the full article because there's a little bit more information there. And then the Real Simple website has tons of tips and everything having to do with your household, automotive, just a ton of tips to check out. So be sure to check them out. Again, I'm reading this off an article from Real Simple, so be sure to check that out. The first suggestion they have is separate into categories. Split your paperwork into stacks of like associations. So you have a stack of paperwork that you need to keep for the household. So that would be your household repairs, appliances, that kind of stuff. Then you have your medical, you know, your medical bills, medical payments that you've made and whatnot. And then there's one for warranties, one for the auto, and so on and so forth. So that way, with each category, that becomes a binder or a folder. All right. The next step is to label those accordingly. So if you're going to do a binder, it's best to create like one major tab for a category like household. And then each minor tab down from that will drill down from there for individual categories under household, like household mechanical. And that's where you would put your invoices or warranties of appliances or work that was done around the home. There was another one, auto mechanical. So you'd put your, you know, bills for like getting new tires or getting the brakes fixed, you know, that kind of stuff to keep all that paperwork together. Alphabetized because it's going to be a lot easier to find something. So if you need like auto warranties, you can go to automotive tab and then drill down to the automotive warranties, or, you know, flip to the warranties tab. Okay. The next step that they have here is choose size wisely. Now, do you need a 6-inch binder, or will a 2-inch binder suffice? Do you need a binder, or will a fireproof filing box work better? There's no sense in purchasing a full-size filing cabinet when a filing box or a couple of binders would work best. Okay. The next tip that they have for you is store conveniently. Do you have items that you'll access more than a few times a year? Then don't store them on a high closet shelf or in some out-of-the-way place in the corner of a basement or a garage. If it's going to be something that you can regularly access on a monthly basis or maybe a weekly basis, you're going to want that maybe in your home office or in a kitchen cabinet, somewhere that it can be easily accessed. There may be other stuff that you won't need to access at all. Again, that's stuff that if you're not going to access for a long period of time, you can store in a closet or in your basement or in your garage or whatnot. So it's best to store those things that you're going to be using frequently in an area that's easily accessible. And next tip that I have for you is sort incoming. It's best to have one designated area of the kitchen or maybe your front hall to put paperwork waiting to be sorted and put away as it accumulates. Once you have a good pile of stuff, then you just go through the process of separating it out, labeling it, and putting it away. Very easy, probably maybe a once a week or once every 2 week kind of deal. But make sure that you do keep up with sorting out your incoming stuff, because things are changing all the time. The last tip that they have for you here that I'm going to share is clear out the unnecessary. Every 6 months or so, go through your binders and folders and purge those items which are old, outdated, or irrelevant. Okay. They state that documents pertaining to household repairs or taxes, they suggest keeping for 3 years. But we at the agency, we recommend keeping them at least 5 years. At the agency, we keep our, we're now required to keep our insurance dead files. Those are clients that have canceled their policies with us, but we still have applications and old policies and stuff. We are now required to keep that stuff for 7 years. So once a year, we have a quote-unquote purge where we put stuff into a banker's box, label it with a year, and store it in a storage locker that we have specifically for storing those banker's boxes of documents that we're required to keep. Used to be we would have to keep that stuff for 4 years. They just recently changed it to 7. So our suggestion is when it comes to your personal documents that you're going to be keeping, best to split the difference to go 5 years. 7 years is a bit too much. 3 years, I feel, is not enough. 5 years is going to be just about what you need, I feel, as far as keeping paperwork on file. So, again, I want you to go to mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us, to read the tips that I have for you and also get access to the full article at Real Simple. Again, I want you to go to there because there are more tips on Real Simple pertaining to, like I said, all things household, just a lot of good information that you can check out at realsimple.com. But again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, for access to the notes for today. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can also visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the podcast where we share with you all things insurance and ancillary things relating to insurance, like saving your personal documents. I hope you and yours are staying safe and staying healthy during this COVID-19 crisis. And as always, thank you and take care.